broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good day to you. It is cold in Hawaii, 50 degrees at Volcano, 65 in Honolulu. The north winds are blowing. It was a two-dog night, and we had a great sleep. That is, woke up to the Honolulu Star Bulletin with the golf concept sought for Alawai, front and center, top of the fold, great photo. Top Golf is right there, and the whole proposal has to do with the Alawai golf course. Two sentences were printed on Wednesday in notices, and it said, the city and county of Honolulu is soliciting proposals to design, build, finance, operate, and maintain the Alawai golf course driving range and other golf-related activities. And then it sends you to a website for more information. We've been hearing about, we've been talking about, it's been rumored Top Golf coming to Hawaii. The Alawai location would be perfect for a lot of reasons, but let's go straight to some insight into what it takes to get Top Golf here. The COO, Craig Kessler, good morning.
Good morning. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. You know, when you walk into a Top Golf, it's this amazing driving range like feeling. You've got everything there. You've got the pro shop. You've got tables and chairs. You have all of the golf facilities. You've got targets to have fun with. It's a game. It really is a game for people who have no idea what to do with a golf club and a golf ball, except maybe they've seen it, maybe they've watched it, but they really don't know how to hold it, but they start having fun. My niece came to a driving range for the first time just a couple of months ago, and she said, this looks just like Top Golf. She'd been to a Top Golf in Florida, so we're really excited. With this proposal that the city and county of Honolulu has put out for other golf-related activities and, of course, also maintaining the Alawai Golf Course driving range, what does that mean? What are you doing at Top Golf to start the work on this?
Sure. Well, first, let me start by saying thank you for all your enthusiasm. I love the way you continue to describe Top Golf as a concept both for golfers and non-golfers. It's funny, I'm actually talking to you live now from one of our Top Golf locations in Dallas, Texas, and I'm watching my two-year-old, who's never played a round of golf before, whack balls here at Top Golf, having the time of his life. So there's hope for all of us. But to answer your direct question, look, when we visited the Alawai Range and golf course in the past, it was so clear to us just how special of a place it is. There's so much heritage. Some of the locals who we talked to had, you know, grandparents and great-grandparents who grew up playing golf at Alawai. And so it's important to us that as we go through this process, we kind of understand what it is that the local community continues to care so much about so that we can do our best to preserve the heritage of the course while also adding to it a concept that we think will be very exciting for Waikiki.
Absolutely, and that is the big part of it, the new concept facet to this. In the proposal that I was looking over, it specifies that the price point that local golfers have enjoyed at a municipal course for you know, decades will continue. That won't change. Do we have that correct?
That is right. That is part of the RFP, and to be clear, we're still going through it ourselves to make sure we've got everything correct and accurate in our minds. And one of the things that, you know, we pride ourselves on is wherever we go, whether it's Waikiki or anywhere in the United States or overseas, it's important to us that we integrate with our local communities. And we're looking forward to doing that.
Yeah, and it's really important. The Alawai Golf Course has been for generations the place that you could afford to go play golf and have a good time. It's a home course for a whole lot of people who just thoroughly enjoy being able to get out on the golf course, push or pull their carts, and it's a wonderful place for families to get together. The beauty of this new concept is that it brings golfers to the golf course. Golfers, and I put that in quotes, so to speak, air quotes, because they may not be golfers, but they may be introduced to the game through Topgolf and then rejuvenate what is a sagging population of golfers. We're losing a lot of golfers, and we've got to bring them into the fold so this great sport can continue and we can have some fun at the same time. Plus, Topgolf will generate a whole lot of income for the city and county of Honolulu to take care of not just the Alawai, but the five other municipal golf courses. I think that's the bigger picture that the city and county is looking at, really infusing with Topgolf's help the energy into not just the Alawai, but then all of the golf courses that I think a lot of our visitors really should discover because they're fabulous. They just need some tender, loving care. So how long, what does it take for Topgolf? How much space? Is there space enough for the golf course and for your facility?
Yeah, there is plenty of space. And again, we're flexible. So, you know, we've built Topgolfs on all different size footprints and all different types of communities and been really successful along the way.
I'm talking with Ann Miller, who wrote the front page top of the fold, you know, photo of Topgolf here. She wrote the article about it. And just for, it's Topgolf, if you've never heard of it, you haven't really paid that much attention. Non-golfers and golfers alike can hit microchip balls at targets, watch big screen TVs, enjoy live entertainment, and use private event spaces and meeting rooms. It's a place where you can go for dinner, for lunch, you can eat, drink, and be merry, play some golf, so to speak, target golf. Everybody gets a giggle. There's music playing in the background. It's a lot of fun, and having that bring people to the course, I just see it as an absolute win-win, particularly considering they want to make sure that the people who have enjoyed the Alawai will continue to do so at the price point that they've enjoyed in the past. Craig Kessler, I just hope that you'll stay with us and continue to communicate and let us know what's happening. Mark Rolfing, of course, will be on the show next week to talk more about what the vision is. And I know you're still going through the paperwork to look and see what needs to be done. If they want it built in 2 years, is that realistic?
Totally. Look, we're going to go through the process that the government has laid out. We're excited to work very closely, and as soon as we're given the green light, we're going to move as fast as we possibly can.
And at the City and County of Honolulu, the man in charge of enterprise services, Guy Ka'ulukukui, he calls this the first true public-private type of proposal, and they want this to be a long-term process so that you would be involved in this for a long time, not just 6 years. Obviously, making this kind of investment, you would want it to be long-term. So thank you so much, Craig, for being on the show at the last minute. Really enjoy talking with you.
Thanks for having me on, and absolutely happy to continue the communication and spend more time together as we go through this process. It's an important one to us, and we're very excited to hopefully be in Hawaii in the near future.
That would be fabulous. Have a great holiday season, and thanks for being on the show again. Aloha.
Aloha. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We're coming back with someone who really has the giving spirit. You know, we have Thanksgiving, and we give thanks. And during the Christmas, Hanukkah season, we give gifts. And that's something that Frank Novello, professional golfer, golf analyst for Golf Channel, member of the New Zealand Golf Hall of Fame, he does that in a big way, and we'll talk with him right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurestone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurestone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Rousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Frank Navolo, professional golfer, won 15 pro tournaments worldwide, two-time President's Cup international team assistant captain, a lead analyst for PGA Tour coverage on Golf Channel and on Golf Central and live from coverage, a member of the New Zealand Golf Hall of Fame, the Navolo Foundation. In November, there was the Lend a Hand Dinner. And today, Frank Navolo was out with the underprivileged kids in Orlando, taking them on a shopping spree. Welcome into the clubhouse, Frank.
Thanks a lot, Danielle. I wish it was just me. Fortunately, we had hundreds of volunteers. Otherwise, it couldn't happen. Thank you for bringing it up, first of all. But, yeah, it's become a labor of love. We took the day over. It used to be the Rotary Club of South Orlando, and we formed a foundation in 2011, and we take just under 1,000 kids shopping.
1,000?
Yeah. It's worth waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, believe me.
That must be like, it's like having 10 cups of coffee.
No, I normally have 10 cups of coffee.
Oh, okay.
It's much stronger than that, yeah. It's a real eye-opener, believe me. Like I said, the local support, it's incredible. We have, whether it's members from the club that I'm a member at, Lake Nona, or people in the community. When you get like 300 volunteers to help you shop with kids, it's a great way to start Christmas.
Yeah, and they're getting up at 4 a.m. so they can be there at 6 a.m. so they can go. Well,
no, thanks for mentioning it.
Absolutely. Let's go. You know, in the world of technology, and we talk about technology, we just love watching on Golf Channel or any of the golf coverage, the tracking things that show you where the ball flight is. You know, half the time I'd lose the ball if it weren't for that. Where to go? So that's fabulous. And so looking at story of the years in the world of golf technology advancements, and let's say for golfers themselves, was there anything that stands out to you that really helps the average golfer make their game better?
Well, that's a loaded question. Personally, I think everything or knowledge is always going to make you more powerful. A lot of the information out now, I think we are a little confused because we're getting closer to the truth. It's very easy just to dig your head in the sand and go traditional ways are best. And there seems to be a fight. I think the last time I talked with you, I said that's my biggest concern right now is the old against the new. And the analogy I would go, you know, if you went to a doctor and he said, well, I'm not quite sure, you'd ask for more tests. You'd ask for a better diagnosis, whether it's an MRI or whatever, blood test. And I think that's what's available in golf right now, but there's a huge pushback. And I really think that's why some of it is counterproductive to the average person learning the game. I'd like to think within the next 5 years that's going to be sorted out. We'll realize all these diagnostic tools that we have actually really will benefit the average player, whether they be male or female, whether they be young or old. I really think what's available now is going to be hugely beneficial down the line.
Excellent, because sometimes I wonder if people actually take the time to put the chip in the grip and then look at all the statistics that they get from hitting their golf ball and applying it to their game. I mean, what percentage of people take the time, have the time, to go to the golf course and then download the information and then apply it to their game? It's time intensive, and I just was wondering. I just love the good old rangefinder. You know, I look through, okay, I can see how far that is, and take it from there. On the vein of story of the years, on the golf course, what was the comeback that Jordan Spieth pulled off? What was the number one thing in your mind?
I think we had a great year. We really did. I thought Garcia, you know, when Garcia won the Masters, you know, Garcia is it painted at some stage as a villain at times. I really think the game is better when he's involved. I loved when he and Tiger Woods used to go at it. You knew they didn't really like each other, and you didn't have to sell that. I remember many a time going out to follow them, and one side of the fairway is a Garcia fan, on the other side of the fairway was a Tiger Woods fan, and that's why people wanted to see that. So to me, that was a phenomenal way to start the majors off, with Garcia beating Rose. And then, as you know, pushed the younger talent over the last 5 to 10 years very, very hard. So seeing someone like Brooks Koepka, I know Aaron Hills appeared to be controversial because it was so long. And he completely, you know, broke all the scoring records. Justin Thomas, you know, shot the 63, 9 under. And it was like, wow, you know, these guys are here and they're legitimate. And then you're right, the Open Championship, that 20-plus minutes for Jordan Spieth on the 13th hole, I remember, you know, I was quoted as saying was the equivalent, it was a timeout. It was equivalent to a whole period of a hockey game. It wasn't his fault, just the way it went out. But they asked me what was the most impactful shot that Jordan Spieth hit at the Open Championship. I said it wasn't a shot, it was the timeout. Because after that, he was faultless, and that's one of the greatest finishes. I think actually it is, because he played the last 5 holes and went like 5 under.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody's done that in a major championship. So that. And then Justin Thomas of the PGA. You know, it set up well. It looked like it was going to be Matsuyama. And it, Justin Thomas has now thrown his hand in, and consequently he went on to become Player of the Year. So I don't think you could say there was one thing. It was one of those books, those story books, that just had a series of great chapters. And then in the end you say it was a great read. It would be disrespectful to point one of them out.
Excellent point. The timeout, I want to go back to that, because to me it was such an amazing use of the rules. Most people would say taking 20 minutes out of a major championship, final round, I mean, the guy, you hit it out there in the middle of nowhere, deal with it, get back on the course, and just go. But he methodically went through it all, and it felt like while he was doing that, he was able to compose himself at the same time by saying, okay, I'm now in charge. I'm taking charge of this moment. I'm taking charge. I don't care how much time it is. I'm going to recover from how I feel about that last shot. And then he just executed brilliantly. The rule...
I agree with half of that. I love the analogy. Well, sorry, I love the description of taking charge, and I think you're absolutely right, Danielle. That's what he did do. As far as the 20 minutes, I would love to swear on your show in some respects and say that's what's wrong with our rules.
Yes.
Which I know they're trying to address. So the intention was never to take 20 minutes, and I think that's something that has to be removed from Jordan Spieth. It was one of those ones where, and I went to a rules meeting earlier in the week with the RNA, and someone actually brought the question of the range up, and they goes, no, it's not going to be in play, and they don't play it out of bounds for the members, so we're just going to leave it there. It's not really going to happen. And in Europe, they leave equipment trucks there. So it was one of those scenarios where, believe it or not, it was mentioned in the week just purely from a point of view of whether it's in bounds or out of bounds. But then once he got there, it was a series of problems. And in order to go through the process properly, which once again shows you the problems with our rules every now and again, he literally was dragged from one scenario to another. And it became this deeper and deeper pit that in the end, and you're right about the way in which his brain works, and that's why cerebrally we think he's the smartest man in golf, he slowly pulled his mind back together to where it should be for a start, then put all the pieces correctly back, got the drop, apologized to Matt Kuchar as well when but made 5, and his brain was like ironclad again.
Yeah, just It was pretty much my, let's go to the rules. Okay, rules changes. This whole final, you know, it's temporary until we make it permanent, but it's a local rule that we're not going to penalize you the day after two strokes because you did something the last day and somebody happened to see it. Your thoughts on the decision to take video call-ins, any kind of that sort of thing, out of the equation?
Well, personally, I think that there's a little bit of a red herring there because involved with televised golf, I have the power, where say I, anyone sitting in my chair, I say to the producer, hang on a minute, can we see that again? And in commercial, they rerun it. And then normally we, you know, go, depending on whoever the analyst is, we go, that looks a little dodgy. And often we'll put a call through to the rules committee. And then we try and circumnavigate the problem so that the player's not disqualified. The armchair critic, in some respects, is pretty savvy. Just alleviating a problem. In other words, if I miss something or the person doing that job and other people miss it, the player gets away with that in some respects. So, you know, I think it's a catch-22. You know, I get why they're doing it because they just said, well, look, you know, the event has to be over at some stage. Providing that you can have you've got to bring the rules back to a level of sanity. If you can do that, then I'm all for it. But if they still retain the complicated nature by which they've developed, like the lawyers speak, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need lawyers and people at home really to decipher them, say, well, you know, I've got a decision book right in front of me. It's one of the thickest books I have here in my office. And you know, to go through that, no player in their right mind knows all those decisions because mistakes are made even by the best rules officials. So, you know, I get it, but it's still not right.
So what I always wondered on, you know, a complete aside here is where do people find the phone number to call in something they've seen on television or the email address?
Yeah, that actually has never really been answered. I've asked that question. I've never really been satisfied with the answer. Some people seem to have it, and they seem to find it very, very easily. And I know people that see things, and they've decided, well, I don't have the number. I don't have the number to do the call-in. I don't. I literally...
So Frank Nobolo, professional golf... Right. Frank Nobolo doesn't have the number. He's at Golf Channel. And you, no.
Yeah, so I don't, you know, like magically, it's like, you know, it's like doing The Voice or something, you know, or phone a friend and, you know, helpline, who wants to be a millionaire?
Yes.
It's like that. Somebody seems to have free lifelines, but they can find it. I can't.
That's too cool. All right, and comeback player of the year. They change. Okay, let's go to Tiger. I can't help but to go to Tiger Woods. Okay, what were your thoughts, and what do you think the year holds for Tiger Woods? His return to the game.
Well, I'm going to go with sort of what I said, you know, 12 months ago. I hoped in a weird way that he was out of the game, and people are going to go, why would you ever hope that? And the reason why, he played the best golf I've ever seen. And it was starting to dilute the memory, you know, the comebacks or the attempted. And you could see he physically couldn't swing. And I know there's been debate on technique and all that, but if you, they say in baseball, if you can't, you know, run to first base or walk to first base, you can't play the game. So to me, his brain was still, you know, in tune with the game of golf, but physically he couldn't swing. So it was such a shame to see, you know, the shadow of the player he was. So I didn't want to see, and I didn't think he wanted to be a ceremonial golfer. So when I'd heard four back surgeries, and I know people that have had it done, Andy Murray, for example, got to number one in tennis, he had a similar operation. You know, back surgeries, but he in the end didn't have the fusion. So you think, like, this is the last resort. So, you know, I was expecting him to see, you know, just sort of tap it around, and I thought he was only playing because it was his event. And I was completely shocked. And he looked really good. He did. He looked good, and he putted good. And the thing about it, he looked like he thought that he could play. That was the thing. It really looked like he actually believed he could play again. And I thought that's the bit that disappeared. So I don't want to get my hopes up too much, but if that's a shred of what he might do in 2018, then hey, it's going to be even better than 2017.
I can't help. I agree with you. I mean, I first of all had no desire to see him obviously in pain. There's nothing worse than watching somebody, particularly if you have your own back issues. It's like, oh my gosh, I can feel that. Go away. Go sit down. Go to the doctor. Don't do that to yourself. It's just, and then you remember what he was, but then to see him this past December, late November, December, and play so well, it's like, wow. You know, Tiger Woods surprises again. Whether or not, of course, we'll see that continuing in 2018, only his back and how he handles it really is the big question there. So it's exciting, and I kind of understand why you said, well, let's just let Tiger Woods kind of go. We've got all these great players. We have Jordan Spieth. We have Justin Thomas. We have Dustin Johnson. They're all great players. But Tiger Woods brings something to the table that none of them do. They're great, but he's just got that je ne sais quoi, and that's all there is to it.
I saw that in the President's Cup. President's Cup, he was an assistant, just started in a jack, and he was just driving. And he's a legitimate star. It's amazing the people, and I know even when I was playing, they just wanted a snapshot, or they would, didn't matter what he shot, they said, I saw Tiger Woods. And I know he's a polarizing figure, especially over the last sort of nearly the last decade. But as you know, and as I know, I played in it and I've covered in his prime. It was a great watch. It was golf played at the highest ever level. So that's the vision that I want.
That's the vision we want to keep in our minds. Yes, and for the year that comes, this was a fabulous year. Could it get better?
It'll get different. I think. One of the, and I've got to use Tiger Woods again, one of the luxuries that this new generation has had is it's never had to adopt the previous generation. By virtue of Tiger Woods being out of the game, this generation got a clean start. Every other generation gets beaten up. You know, Jack Nicklaus impacted Ballesteros, Faldo, Norman, you know, 86 Masters, the classic example, one of the great Masters of all time. So then the Woods generation were Tiger Woods, first of all, had to beat the Ernie Els's and the Mickelsons, the end of Faldo's, and the end of that, Curtis Strange, the list goes on. Well, taking him out at basically the top of his game meant this new breed, there was no scarring. They just learned to play and win. And so they suffered victories that other players and vice versa. They got losses dealt to them. So they got used to winning and losing. And that's sort of what makes them fairly fearless. So Jordan's not worried about Justin Thomas, and Justin Thomas isn't worried about Jordan. That's also why they're friendly, and you can sort of name 10 of those guys, Rory McIlroy as well.
Mm-hmm.
It appears a more jovial generation, but it's the reason why is because they never had to succumb or respect the previous world number one. They weren't there. And I think that's what makes 18 interesting is they will play Tiger Woods with a clean start and success and therefore confidence.
I love it.
It normally doesn't happen in sport.
I love it. You know, and that's exactly what I was wondering with Tiger Woods playing with all the top players, well, not all of them, but many of them, in that event. They had to, like, if Tiger beats me, what does that say about my game? It was the first time he's got a back problem. He's had four surgeries on his back. He's got bad knees. He's got this and that. His ankles, his Achilles. He's an old guy, and I better beat him. And not everybody did, and that was kind of interesting. Frank Nobilo, professional golfer, won 15 times. You know of what he speaks. Two-time President's Cup international team assistant captain and lead analyst for PGA Tour coverage on Golf Channel, Golf Central, live from Love Your Intake. I mean, your input in the coverage. It's a real pleasure talking with you, Frank. Thanks for being on the show.
Hey, as always, Danielle. I'll see you in Hawaii.
Yes. We'll see you. See you at Kapalua Century Tournament of Champions. It's just a few days away. Aloha. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yes.
Yeah, likewise.
All right, we're going to come back. Ann Miller, we're going to talk about that lead story in Hawaii that's on the cover of our newspaper. She wrote it. We'll be back. Special to the advertiser, that is the star advertiser, Ann Miller, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbors' homes. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screen.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Ann Miller, as she's been writing golf, tennis, volleyball, you know, Ann, when she announced her retirement in front of 6,000 in the Stan Sheriff Center, when they found out, she got a standing ovation. But retired, one does not really retire, does one? Ann Miller, special to the Star Advertiser, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hi, it's good to hear your voice again. Actually talking to you instead of just listening.
You know, there's so much going on, and you've got the front page, top of the fold story this morning in the, I better not show my age, right? Star Advertiser.
Yeah, which hasn't happened in years. And so how did you know and get me on this week?
The beauty of it is I asked Ann to be with me for a very, very important event that's happening on the Big Island, the Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open, where 180 amateurs and professionals, men, women, seniors, are all working on two golf courses to win. And it's those are two tough golf courses, those Francis E.E. Brown golf courses that we have where the for the sixth year Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open is being played. And I'd kind of like to, you know, this new concept sought for Alawai is kind of like something we've been talking about for years. Do you want to go over the scores a little bit about how things are going at Mauna Lani, and then we'll go back to the Alawai?
Yeah, I actually just got over here yesterday, so I haven't been out on the golf course until tomorrow, but I'm surprised. It was very windy yesterday, so I was a little surprised at how low people went.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, Nick Mason and Brittany Yatta, and Mike Reed, who's, I guess this is his second year here, and he's probably the biggest name in the seniors, and the seniors have a great field.
And they do, yes. I was surprised to see John Hearn. John Hearn is a senior already?
Yeah, that's a little frightening because I covered him in high school.
Yes, sir. At the top with Mike Reed and E.A. Tischler, Kevin Hayashi, of course, William Walbert, John Hearn, David Ishii, and Thomas Sove make up the top. A lot of them tied for fifth and third. It's interesting how many ties we've got going on that men's open side. I think there's seven or eight guys tied for sixth place.
Yeah, and guys like TJ and people like that, too, so... who won last year, and Tab's here, and he's playing pretty good lately, too. So
I hope to see Dean Wilson come up that leaderboard. I mean,
you know, Kevin's playing with the Open. He's not even playing the seniors.
I mean,
that's almost my age.
No. Almost your age. Oh, now, which one are you thinking? Kevin Hayashi, I know. They have him listed in the seniors. That kind of surprised me. But then when I looked at, when I look at David Ishii, I guess he wouldn't be at the top of the leaderboard, but Mike Reed certainly would be with that 4-under score that he had. Brittany Yatta was 3-under. She would be right up there with the men. She'd be tied for third as well. Great game.
He's got a 6-shot lead too, so that's pretty good.
Comfortable to say it mildly, right? And then Reese Guzman and Kayla Baladad is there, and Kaylee Akaji. So we've got great, and then the senior amateurs, They're out there battling in the wind, doing quite well. Carl Ho is there, Philip Onomisu, Jeff Britton, Trent Gregory, Richard Gillette, and Mike Kawada. I hope you all, may you all hit the sweet spot every time, because the wind is forecast to change, going from the north to the south.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that's going to, I don't know Mount Alani's Francis E.E. Brown golf courses well enough to know how that'll change the scores.
I don't know if I've ever seen it with Kona winds, and I guess we might get some bog too. It's really beautiful over here right now, and it was actually, other than the wind yesterday, it was beautiful, which I assume, I heard that it was not like that on Oahu, so I think we got lucky.
Yeah, and then with the wind changing, it's going to be an interesting, we're talking about the Mauna Lani Resort Hawaii State Open, and that's going into its second day. This is the sixth year. Thank you, Mauna Lani Resort, for keeping that very major event happening. So, now, this new, as your lead, the new golf concept sought for the Alawai. This is so exciting. I mean, as you say in your story, we've been talking about rumoring, you know, it's been like, is this really going to happen? Is Top Golf going to come here? And then I get a little message on my direct message on Twitter, you know, that there's going to be big news. And then I get a text, and I, if more big news, call me, I'll give you some information. And then I'm searching in the newspaper, and I went, where is the notice? Where, you know, and I find like two sentences. The city and county of Honolulu is soliciting proposals to design, build, finance, operate, and maintain the Alawai Golf Course driving range and other golf-related activities. That would be the big one, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because Topgolf is just so different than anything. Well, and, you know, anything. There's nothing like it in Hawaii, obviously, and even when it hits the mainland, and it's usually kind of out there on resort areas and places like that, and this is, like, right in the middle of everything, so it would be pretty interesting if it was, I haven't, you know, I'm not familiar with Drive Shack or any of these other groups that are kind of following Topgolf, but Topgolf is pretty entertaining.
Yes, I've heard a lot of good things about Topgolf from people who don't play the game. And as I've mentioned, by the way, my niece who went to a driving range for the first time and said, this looks just like Top Golf, she actually went and bought herself some golf clothes so she can start learning the game. So in case you're wondering if people really transition from Top Golf to the game, it happens. And,
yeah.
And that's the cool part. Don't you think it kind of brings back the, you know, rounds played at the Alawai are dropping off. Money to take care of the golf courses, the municipals, is not necessarily, they pay their own way. Let's just put it that way. Golfers pay for the golf courses. No money from the, you know, the city budget actually has to be taken to subsidize the golf courses. So that's already a given. But with the declining population of golfers, that may not hold up, or the prices would have to go up. Would Top Golf infuse and take care of those courses?
From what they're explaining to me, it sounds like, I guess Alawai can kind of has enough people that it pays for itself, but the other five are not, and that's including Kukuku, which is something new and different now because the city owns that land and they're hoping to make changes. But those courses are not paying for themselves. So what happens is they cut employees and they cut the care, and as you can tell when you go to, you know, there's, can you even eat at some of those courses now? And there's not any kind of concession at some of them, and the clubhouses are you know, I don't even know why they're there sometimes. So that, it would take care of all that too, apparently. If you get this kind of revenue that they're expecting from one of these places, it would pay for municipal golf, and maybe most important, it would keep Alawai the way we want it. 18 holes close by where people can go play and play cheaply and walk and be in a place which, to me, I'm always amazed at what good shape Alawai is in when you look at their staff, especially a pretty small staff in relation to most golf courses. And what they're talking about is being able to fund all these things that they want. And then, you know, Mark's always wanted to move all the different golf groups over to Alawai and have everybody consolidated, and all the juniors and the Aloha section and the Hawaii State Golf and anybody else, and, you know, have the teams practice there and have them you know, just have it be the hub where people can get to it and kind of grow local golf, not back up, but up above where it's ever been.
Yeah, and then we can use the municipal courses as places where high school or, UH can practice, or instead of asking for, can we get on here at this resort course?
Mm-hmm. You know, and drive an hour and a half to get to it.
Exactly, and make some munis rejuvenated. It just brings more attention to them. And to be fair, I should say Top Golf like, because I understand there's a total of potentially 6 different groups that could be possibly submitting a proposal.
Well, I don't know if they would submit, but Guy Kalulukukui with the city told me that they've actually done some research on it, and they identified 5 or 6 groups that are might be interested in something like this, and I assume some of them are similar to Topgolf, but really Topgolf's the only one I've ever heard of and the only one I've been to.
Yeah, I tried to find out more about Drive Shack, and I can never find it. It's very difficult to find it, so mm-hmm. I've been trying to find that one, and Topgolf just does such an excellent job of branding, bringing attention. People know what it is. If they come and visit Hawaii, they go to Waikiki. They're like, I know that. You know, I know what Topgolf is. I want to go there. Let's go over there. It would be, and then I'm thinking, okay, maybe there would be like that bridge that they want to put between Waikiki. I don't know if that's a good thing. I don't know. I don't know, but it would be cool to have that kind of connection. More people could get to the golf course if they were visiting. And what do you think the local golfers think about having this invasion?
Well, I think the people that are at Alawai probably are the ones with concerns because things are going to change. But when you talk to, when I talk to the top golf people, they're really careful about saying things like, we want to preserve Alawai and it's iconic and using these words. They know the history, obviously. But I think their concern is you've got a lot of people that go there and socialize and stay for a few hours and buy maybe one bucket of balls. And I think they're trying to make some adjustments so people can still maybe not sit there for 3 or 4 hours. And you know, they're not going to be able to take up a hitting bay because when you do Topgolf, it's by the hour. And the one I went to was $40 an hour, but you can bring as many people as you want, basically. And so this is going to be a little different. I guess all Topgolf are a little different, and they're going to try and make some adjustments where people can still just go. Like in the daytime, the Topgolf that I went to, there was hardly anybody there.
Right.
So you're going to be able to stay longer and pay less, I think. The rates change over the course of the day.
Yeah, and I always thought of it as being like an addition to the whole facility. There's so much land there that there could be a Topgolf, a driving range for people who just want to go driving range. They don't want to go into a restaurant facility. Mm-hmm. And then there's the regular golf course. Ann Miller, golf writer, special to the Star Advertiser. We've got to talk more often. I keep saying that. I just need to call you and get you on the air with me because it's always great talking with you. And this new golf concept that we're going to be following, we'll have to stay in touch, okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me, as long as I'm not traveling, which I'm doing a lot now.
Where do you go?
That's part of retirement.
It's part of retirement. That's right. Well, that's the fun part. Thanks for being on the show.
Okay, take care, Danielle.
You too. Aloha.
Bye.
We're going to come back and talk with Jonathan Oda and AJ. She's going to be with us as well. Right after this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futuristone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futuristone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Rousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you follow local golf, you've heard, I know you've heard this name, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association player, Moanalua High School standout, two-time UNLV All-American, now a professional golfer, Johnny Oda in the clubhouse. Welcome. Jonathan Oda, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good. Johnny, I said welcome, and I didn't hear you.
I said something.
Getting this $200,000 paycheck. Yes, Johnny Oda has a $200,000 paycheck to his name now. It was at the OHL Mayakoba Classic. Scores of 68, 65, 69, and 70, finishing in eighth place. A last-minute sponsor's invite, amazing, 6 p.m. on the Sunday before the tournament. What was it like getting ready for it, and what was it like getting that check?
Just being able to go down to Cancun and win that tournament was really unexpected. So it was more or less kind of like a rush, and I just didn't really know, I didn't really expect anything out of it other than to play the best that I can. You know, I was actually Sunday night when I got the notification from my agent Walker. He told me, "Hey, are you ready to go?" I'm like, "Ready to go where?" "To Mexico." I'm like, "For what?" "For the OHL Mayakoba." I'm just like, "No way, I got in." And that kind of how it all started, and the week went by very fast, and played well.
Yeah, $200,000. Well, that is so.
That
must make you feel so much more comfortable as you continue your journey to get your.
Definitely, I think the difficulty of professional golf is the financial part about it. It's very expensive to travel, and if you don't really have a place to play, can't really have a chance to earn a good income, and if you're not playing well, it's even harder to Monday qualify in. So, having that extra financial support that I earned is pretty good.
Yeah. We're talking with Johnny Oda. You may know him from Moanalua High School, two-time UNLV All-American, decided not to finish college his senior year. You figured you want to take advantage of lightning while it strikes?
It was a decision that I thought about, my fall of my junior year, whether or not to start my learning curve early. Professional golf is, very difficult, and, it's something that you really can't prepare for, but, just experience. So, there's so many pros and cons with, leaving school early or staying an extra year. If I stayed an extra year, that would be, I'll get my degree, I could play, for a national championship with, a team that, would be very good. Or I could just start my career early and, hopefully, get my web card, which, last week I only got, conditional status. But, I just valued, being able to start my learning curve early and being able to put my full effort into professional.
Yeah, in the first stage of Q School, Johnny Oda had 68, 67, 62, 66. He went on to finish tied for second at second stage and then 85th at the finals. He was on fire in that first stage. It's really a long, long road getting that Q School in place and playing, and the pressure. I can only imagine, you're wanting it so bad. But having conditional status at the web.com, what does that mean?
So conditional status, I came in 85th, top 45 was the first eight starts. And being 85th, you just don't have guaranteed starts. So you can sign up for tournaments, but you know, if there's 144 players in the field, you have conditional, you'll probably be 155. So you're not quite in the tournament, but if guys drop out, that's how you can get in. Or you can Monday qualify in. And, you know, if you do end up making a cut with conditional status, you can get into the reshuffle, which allows you to get into more starts and build your priority.
So are you coming home for the Sony Open in Hawaii?
Yeah, I will be. I will be trying to get into that tournament. It would be awesome.
You'd be like a home course advantage. It would be awesome.
Home event. I've played it a few times.
Yeah, just a few. Is there anyone you'd like to thank for being so supportive in your career?
I have to thank, you know, my parents, you know, my mom and dad and my sister and my family for just supporting me on this, you know, long marathon journey through golf, and, you know, everyone in Las Vegas and the community for just being great and supportive.
Thank you to Southern Highlands Golf Club for letting Johnny Oda practice there. Thanks for being on the show. I'm going to be keeping my eye on that Monday qualifying for the Sony Open in Hawaii. All the positive energy going your way, Johnny.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. We're going to come back after this. We're going to go to the Symetra Tour. Another young player, she has Bar Gray on her side. Johnny Oda has Adidas on his side. It's a great day when we find our young professional golfers getting the kind of support that, you know, different companies can provide. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What do the Symphony Tower, One Ala Moana, Waiea Building, JN's Lamborghini Showroom, and Park Place at Ala Moana all have in common? They used Rainer Hawaii overhead doors for their door and gate needs. Rainer, Hawaii's premier overhead door company. Provide lasting security and safety for your business by working with Rainer Hawaii overhead doors and gates. Great service, fair prices. Whether you need 80 doors or only a small repair, call Rainer Hawaii, 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer Hawaii.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. And it doesn't matter if your restaurant line broke at 10 a.m. or your building hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. That 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing, 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Feet up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, now here she comes into the clubhouse. She's wearing Bar Gray clothing and looking fabulous. Welcome into the clubhouse, AJ Newell.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. I was just talking, you must have heard my interview with Johnny Oda, grew up in Hawaii.
Yes.
Now, you know, conditional status. You just went through the Q School process, and you have status on the Symetra Tour. This is fabulous. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll have conditional LPGA status this year as well. So I'm very excited about that to get out there and tee it up with the big girls and see how my game compares.
Yo, well, your dad, I'm sure you've found out plenty of times you're an All-American as well, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, it's funny. I was an All-American my senior year along with my sister that year, and, you know, we are number 2 and 3 in the family because my dad was already an All-American and he has an SEC ring, something neither of the two daughters have.
Well, okay, but you're still an All-American, and now you're Symetra Tour, and you have conditional status on the LPGA Tour. How much traveling does that mean?
Next year, I'm anticipating playing in about 20 or 25 weeks of tournaments. So, you know, that's spending almost half your year on the road, which was pretty much what I did this year. And I'm hoping if I play well, it'll take me not only across the United States, but across the world as well. So I'm very excited about that, and I'm just trying to spend the off season preparing myself for next year. year.
And Bar Gray is one of your supporters. Bar Gray Women's Golf Apparel sponsors
it
your
is.
Clothing, right?
Yes.
How does it make you feel? I mean, I wear Bar Gray, and it makes me feel great. How about you?
Yeah, I love it. You know, as someone who's really focused on performance, I love Bar Gray because I don't have to give up fashion or comfort just to perform well. And that's what I like most about their clothing is it's very comfortable, it's very fashion-forward, and it's unique. And when you're a golfer, you're out on the golf course, you need all your pockets. And, you know, I like to wear skirts, and some skirts don't always have pockets. But with Bar Gray, I have some pockets for my golf balls, my tees, and my yardage book. So for me, it's been awesome this year to have them supporting me.
What's your next event? Where do you go?
I'm going to go down to the LPGA Pure Silk Bahamas Classic, and I'll do the Monday qualifier down there. And after that, I'll play a couple semester events as I wait to get to my first LPGA.
Wow. When is your first LPGA event?
I'm thinking the first one I might get in might be the one in Hawaii, actually, I believe it's in late April. So
yeah.
I have my cross that might be my first LPGA event.
That would be fabulous. That's the Lotte at Ko'olina. I'll be there. Yeah. I'm there every year.
I'm not sure with my status, but I'm really hoping that might be the first one that I get into.
And what kind of conditioning do you? You know, we have Catherine Roberts on. Yoga is her specialty. So I was wondering, how do you prepare? How do you exercise, prepare your body?
You know, I do a little bit of everything. I had back surgery a few years ago, so that kind of taught me the importance of your core and keeping your back muscles really strong. So I do a lot of walking. Every morning I go out and try to walk 4 or 5 miles with my sister, and then we usually spend a little bit of time in the gym working our core and lifting some weights. So, we kind of mix it up, but, you know, certainly we do spend a lot of time walking because that's what we do so much on the golf course.
Can I ask you, how much weight do you actually lift when you lift?
We lift pretty heavy. My sister squatted 200 pounds for 5 reps the other day. So,
whoa.
Both our parents were power lifters, so we kind of grew up a little bit with that background.
It was great talking with you. AJ Newell, professional golfer, Symetra Tour, and conditional on the LPGA Tour. Clothing by Bar Gray. You should check her out on Twitter. She is AJ Newell, and AJ Newell Golf is her full name on Twitter. And I sure hope you get to come to the Lotte because I'd like to meet you. I'd like to follow you on the golf course. That would be great.
I hope to be able to meet you in a couple months.
That would be fabulous. And we'll stay in touch, right? Right.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We're going to come back. Catherine Roberts, founder and president, Yoga for Golfers. She also works with, just in case you may be, a golfer, but you also are in other sports. She works with the Oakland A's, the L.A. Dodgers, San Diego Padres, Chicago Cubs, Texas Rangers, Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, yeah. Catherine Roberts, after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf is easier with coaching from PGA Master Teaching Professional Claude Mousseau. Claude will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Claude is at Maui School of Golf at the Kahili Course on Maui. You'll get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claude@mauischoolofgolf.com. That's Claude Mousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM, Honolulu, KGU AM, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. All right, Catherine Roberts, founder and president, Yoga for Golfers. You can find her at yogaforgolfers.com. She trains PGA Tour and Major League ballplayers. Welcome into the clubhouse, Catherine.
Thank you, Danielle. It's always great to talk to you.
It's good having you on. Your energy is amazing, and I'm looking at all the stuff you do. Your time. How do you travel as much as you do with the baseball people that you work with? Yoga performance coach for the MLB teams. Tell us a little bit about how you approach a ball player with yoga.
Well, similar to golf, Danielle, everything that I do in Major League Baseball is connected to the biomechanics of the sport. So, you know, when you say how do we connect with them, what we do is we tell them, you know, the reason why. Why do they need to work their foot function? Why do they need hip mobility? You know, I've had my business in golf for 17 years and in baseball for 15 years. So the language is very different from what somebody would expect in a quote-unquote, you know, traditional yoga class. It's all driven by the physical biomechanics, but also the psychological demand for it.
So you get to them and you talk to them about this is what your body does in your sport, and this is what I can do to help make it do it better.
Exactly. Like, for example, let's just talk about pitching for a moment, and then we'll switch over to golf. You know, an optimal pitching stride for a pitcher is 83% of their height. Well, now that I know that, then I can take them through a progression of yoga-based movement patterns that help them create a bigger stride, you know, and work foot function. Similarly in golf, you know, we know, like, the kinematic sequence in golf, to have an efficient sequence, starts in your feet. So I use standing yoga poses to train my golfers on how to use proper foot function to generate more power and a better sequence. So, again, it's all back to the biomechanical demands of the sport.
Okay, we need to rewind. When you just said about feet, it all starts with the feet. Can you
all starts in the feet.
Tell us more about that.
Well, when you think about the body as a chain reaction, okay, and in addition to my experience in yoga, I also have a fellow degree in chain reaction biomechanics. So what happens in your feet affects your knees, affects your hips. You know that old song, you know, thigh bones connected to the... Don't make me stand
no,
up
don't.
Too early in the morning.
I'm standing up so I can feel all this.
Yes, but this is the truth of the matter and how the body works. So let's say, for example, if the listener, you know, understands that they have problems with their feet, maybe they have collapsed arches or weak arches, what that does is that actually affects the movement and the strength of the inner thighs, the adductors, and it can affect the hip function. So from a chain reaction biomechanical standpoint, your feet affect everything all the way up the chain, even out to your hands and out to the club. Now, that's the biomechanical part. From the power part in golf, when you look at three-dimensional motion analysis, right, in how the swing, how the energy is transferred, it goes to the top of the backswing, right? So it starts in your feet, Danielle, and goes to your hip and your thoracic spine and shoulders and out to the club. Let's say now I'm at the top of my backswing. Well, an efficient sequence means that my downswing should have the same sequence. It would start in my feet, then my hips would start to uncoil, my thoracic spine would start to uncoil, then my hands and wrists and the club go through the ball. And so that's why the golf swing starts in the feet. Now, here's the thing, Danielle. I don't teach golf. I've been playing golf my whole life. And there's 1,001 ways that golf pros teach. Some might say, I want you to think about starting with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. I'm not making a comment on that. What I'm talking about is three-dimensional motion analysis research shows that an efficient sequence to the top of your backswing starts in your feet, and your downswing starts in the lower body as well.
That's really, yes.
Yeah, and if you have weak feet, and you don't, you know, and if you have weak feet and you can't feel the ground and you've been walking around your whole life in shoes with your feet clenched up and not being able to feel the ground, then that's going to affect your golf swing. The other thing is, I'll just say this lastly, is that the biggest sensory organ you have in your body is your feet. And so to be able to feel the ground, it affects everything that I just described, but it also can negatively impact balance.
Is that why I always wanted to rip off my shoes and walk in grass? It's like I need to, I want to ground myself, but by the same token, my feet need to get out, spread the toes, and children should run barefoot and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. But, and you think about some golfers, some of the best golfers in the world have played their best rounds barefoot. Now, why is that? It's because they can feel the ground and use the ground. So there's something else called ground reaction forces, right? So gravity is always pulling us down, right? Well, the best athletes know how to use the force of gravity to push against that force of gravity and create what's called ground reaction forces. And it's the same if you're a golfer, if you're a pitcher, if you're hitting, you know, even if you're running, you need to use those ground reaction forces.
Just as an aside, there was a very famous judge in Hawaii who, as a young teenager, used to sneak on at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. He lived close by. He always played barefoot. And when he was, he won and was able to go to the Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles, it really didn't appreciate his barefootedness.
Well, yeah, I'm sure there are certain country clubs where it's not really looked upon well, but
yes.
You know what? I'll tell you what, I'll play barefoot if I'm going to play a better round.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, my next thing is, can you strengthen your feet with yoga?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. Yeah, so what I do is, and this is something that the listeners can do while they're, you know, while they're listening to us talking. If you think of, if you looked at the bottom of your foot, Danielle, right, and so you have the base of your big toe, the base of your baby toe, your fifth metatarsal, and the inside of your heel. Right? If you think about those three points, it creates a triangle, right? And then the arch of your foot would sit between those three points. So what I like to say is I have all my athletes do this, is even just, again, the listeners can do this, just stand up out of your chair. If you're driving, pull over. Stand up out of your chair, and what you do is think about those three corners of your feet as gently pushing into the ground. But then if you think of your arch as like a sail, right, or a balloon. Think of kind of puffing up the sail or that balloon in your arch. And that way you can start to work the muscles of the feet to get more, you know, to get more body awareness, proprioception around your feet. You know, when you're walking, I train my athletes to do this too. When you're walking between holes, imagine you can feel your heel is striking the ground and it goes all the way through the foot, all the way through the toes as you propel forward.
Yes.
Yep. So there's, I mean, I've had guys that come with totally flat feet and with knee problems. And what I do is I work their feet and their hips, and their knee problems seem to be alleviated because everything is connected.
Catherine Roberts is founder and president of Yoga for Golfers. You can find her at yogaforgolfers.com. If she can do that for your feet... You didn't even know you needed that for your feet, right? Imagine what she can do for you for the rest of your body. That was inspirational. We've never discussed the feet on this show in 20 years.
Well, it's one of the things that I've been doing for a very, very long time, and it's interesting. If anyone's going to be down at the PGA show in January, I'll be presenting on the TPI stage Thursday at 1 o'clock, and what I'm talking about is foot function, gait, and the connection to your golf swing.
It's fabulous, fabulous. You have book, the number one selling golf conditioning book on Amazon for a while was Swing Flaws and Fitness Fixes. I know the last time we talked, you also have a video to show the moves that in golf. Is that still available?
Yeah, we have on our website, which is, as you said, yogaforgolfers.com, it's F-O-R, we have a number of digital instant videos that people can purchase as well as hard copy DVDs. Personally, I like the instant videos because you can take it on your phone.
Yeah.
And we actually have two brand new videos. One is called Developing a More Balanced Swing, and the other one is called Increasing Your Endurance Through Your Round. But let me just mention this. We have something called the golfer's profile. So if someone is brand new to yoga or brand new to yoga for golfers and they don't know where to start, and this is all complimentary, this is all free. If you go to the golfer's profile on the upper right-hand corner of the website, it will ask you about, I think it's about 10 or 15 questions, Danielle. It will ask you things like, you know, how what are your strengths on the golf course? What are your challenges? What is your physical fitness level? How early do you get to the, you know, to the course? How much time do you spend warming up? And then based on their answer, they will instantly receive in their email inbox 5 free video tips that are, again, based on their answers. And it's a really great place for people to start. Also, just so you know, like on the instant videos that we have, the way that I teach, Danielle, is I always teach in building blocks. So everyone can find success regardless of their level of fitness, their level of flexibility. So I'll say, okay, you know, if this move is good for you, stay here. If there's a little bit more, you can progress to this, and a little bit more, you can progress to that. So like I said, everyone can find success in our program.
It's wonderful. We were just talking a minute ago with A.J. Newell, and she is a young lady who has just gone into the Symetra Tour. She is conditional on the LPGA Tour. She said to me, I've just had back surgery, and I've learned how important that the core is to my whole overall well-being. Can we continue on that subject after we take a break?
Absolutely.
Excellent. We'll be back. We're talking with Catherine Roberts, founder and president, Yoga for Golfers. It's yoga for, F-O-R-E, golfers.com. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do the finest homes in Hawaii have in common? Many of them trusted Rainer Hawaii Overhead Doors to provide a truly unique garage door on their home. Call Rainer today and beautify your home with a striking aluminum and glass door that will make your home stand out. Or choose a custom wood design that will be only yours. You have seen our beautiful doors on your neighbor's home. Get a Rainer door of your own. Call 676-DOOR. That's 676-3667, Rainer, Hawaii.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And one final note now with Catherine Roberts, founder and president of Yoga for Golfers. Yoga for, F-O-R-E, golfers.com. She trains PGA Tour and Major League ball players. What do you do for your back to make, if you've had back surgery, as A.J. Newell, who was on the show a few minutes ago, told us she had, Tiger Woods, 4 surgeries and fusion. He must know how important. I've had back surgery. I'm always working on my core. What does yoga do for my core?
Well, I think that low back pain and low back injury, as you're stating, is so common among golfers. I mean, 63% of golfers have low back pain. And there's a couple things that you want to think about. Number one is your hip mobility can really negatively impact your lumbar stability. So if your hips are tight, it can then really negatively impact your lumbar. So you want to make sure that your hips remain pliable, movable, if you will, okay? Now, the other thing is when you talk about the core, most people think, oh, I need to do a bunch of abdominal crunches. That's going to work my core. Absolutely not. The core includes all of the muscles of the front body, all of the muscles of the back body, and your glutes. All of those things help with core stability. Now, you know, one of the things that we do is we will do a series of, you know, abdominal work and then instantly flip over and work the muscles of the back, and then maybe add some bridging to it. So it becomes a full circle training program for your back, and again, as well as add hip mobility. Don't just go do a bunch of crunches and think you're working your core, because you're not.
So can I find that at yogafore.com?
Yes, it's actually F-O-R. There's no E on the end.
Sorry. I had it written F-O-R, and for some reason I thought I heard you say there's an E. No E is what you said. Yoga 4, cut the E out. Golfers, yoga4golfers.com is Catherine Roberts, founder and president. And by the way, she's not really just a super smart woman who knows a whole lot about your body. She's also one of Golf Magazine's most beautiful women in golf. And it's a pleasure talking with you. Catherine, you are one sharp cookie.
Oh, thank you, Danielle. The respect is mutual, my friend, I can tell you that.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Aloha. We'll talk soon.
Okay, aloha.
We're going to come back. We've got the man who's in charge, Randall Henry, is now CEO of About Golf, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Randall Henry is CEO and president of About Golf. He was also director of business innovation for 9 years and a co-founder of Henry Griffiths. Plus, there's Overload Golf. It's a golf company that works with the industry's best. If a business needs something, Overload Golf connects them to the appropriate partners. I love this. Whether marketing, investment, distribution networks, or anything that will accelerate them to the next level, that's what Overload Golf is all about. But we're talking about golf. New CEO, Randall, Randall, are you walking?
I am walking. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's like either he's crunching on something and I should keep talking, or he's walking across. Where are you going?
I'm walking in the snow, actually, which I'm sure you guys don't have.
We do up on Mauna Kea, and it's like 65 degrees was this morning at least. Really, really cold here. How much snow do you have?
We got about 3 inches last night, so plenty.
Wow. Well, you know, I always think, you know, About Golf must be Orlando. Where are you?
I actually live in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. About Golf is headquartered in Maumee, Ohio.
Wow. Fantastic. So, okay. How did you have so much. I look at your picture and I think, what a young man to have done so many things. You started Henry Griffiths, About Golf. It's the PGA Tour and Golf Channel's golf simulator. It's fabulous. And you've got all the CEOs of everybody coming together to showcase your widescreen simulator with 60 course options. This is the annual PGA Tour tournament meetings in Boca Raton. Did that happen already?
Yeah, that just happened, I believe, last week. So that was a great event.
Yeah, tournament directors from the PGA Tour, PGA Tour Champions, Web.com Tour, PGA Tour Canada. When you guys all get together for these meetings, what is the focus?
Well, at that meeting, it's all about planning for the next year and just trying to make the events bigger and better than they were the year before. As you know, the PGA Tour is huge with charities, so it's also about how you can give back more in each spot. So we're lucky to have such a great partner like the PGA Tour, and that enables us as a simulator company to do so many different things.
About Golf is a world leader in golf simulator and performance technologies, and of course partners with the PGA Tour and Golf Channel. Sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, go right ahead. Yeah, so the PGA Tour, I mean, enables, it opens up a lot of doors. We have exclusive rights for the TPC courses that the tour owns, which is nice. And then being with the Golf Channel, you know, it's great to be able to show those courses on air, which they do with the talent on air and do such a good job of kind of showing off our product, but also working together to kind of change the way that simulated golf is going to move in the future.
Okay, working together to change the way simulated golf in the future. Before we go to that thought, I just want to say that I've always wondered who provided the simulators when I watch Morning Drive, and everybody gets to go and see if they can get closest to the pin or what have you. And another question I have, going forward in the future, how accurate is it when I hit the ball off the tee toward the simulator and watch the ball flight and see where it actually goes? Is that what would happen in real life if I were on a golf course?
Yeah, that's kind of what we hang our hat on, is our accuracy, and that's why we have partners like the PGA Tour and the Golf Channel, is because of our accuracy. It's a weird thing to say, but it's almost more accurate on a teaching and fitting level than being outdoors, because you don't have the different environmental aspects that are going to affect the ball flight, whether it be wind, humidity, elevation. Those things are all in a controlled environment. So you're really accurate within a foot of where that ball is landing. And in some ways, you're more accurate because you don't have those variables.
Oh, I'm certain of that, that I'd be more accurate, but I'm also a little bit disappointed in myself. I could always blame the machine.
That's a good thing to blame. It can always be wrong. In your opinion, it can always be wrong.
Right. I can always, but then of course we have to go out and add the wind and the rain and whatever happens to be the elements that we get to add to the game, which makes it golf, right? So how are you going to go forward with this? It seems so elegant already and so sophisticated, so many things it can do.
Well, there's just so much more, and technology changes so quickly. It's kind of fun to combine the elements of golf and technology into one space is what About Golf does. I mean, really, we're a tech company that provides golf simulators. So, as you know, tech keeps improving so quickly, and there's so many new features and new abilities, machine learning, you know, augmented reality, things along that nature that are just going to be able to make the outdoors come inside even more and make it even a more real life experience. And that's really where we're going to take it in the future.
Augmented reality, what do you mean?
Well, essentially augmented reality is a new reality within a space that you're seeing in front of you. So you can augment the reality that's being presented to you.
So if I put on a visor and then I'm seeing what the world is projected in front of me, is that what you're talking about, adding that element to the simulator world?
In a sense, yes. There's different ways to, you know, what you're thinking of is the thing you put over your head and bring you into an augmented reality world. There's a lot of different ways you can interpret augmented reality, and there's ways to do it within a simulated environment where you don't have something that's over your face but is in the environment that you're presenting. So I don't see us getting into exactly the wearables, but other ways to augment reality.
Oh, gee, I really want you to give me a description. Like, tell me give me an idea so I can make it part of my life right now. I want to be able to see it in my mind's eye.
Yeah, if we had it done right now, I'd tell you all about it, but it's in the planning, in the development phase.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm going to places we're not ready to go to, certainly not reveal anything. So About Golf is the official golf simulator provider for the PGA Tour. Widescreen simulators. You'll see them on Golf Channel when you're watching them do all the different Academy Live, or if they're indoors, or they have guests over for a Morning Drive, let's say. And you'll see it's beautiful, and they all laugh at each other, but they really believe, and they, when I watch, I know that they know that that's how far their ball went, or went off course a little bit, or didn't do what they wanted it to do. So it's great seeing that. Henry Griffiths, when you develop that, you are the golf technology that you've got in club fitting and with the simulator, does that all work together at times in your life?
Yeah, so and it actually wasn't me that founded Henry Griffiths, it was my father. So I'm 36 years old, and the business is 36 years old. So it was developed back in 1981 when Henry Griffiths was started. And really there is a great combination of taking that expertise in the teaching and fitting world and then bringing in the technology world and what about golf can do with that expertise and delivering products, software, and other features that can bring that teaching world inside and that expertise is something that we kind of hang our hat on it with Henry Griffiths, the Henry Griffiths business, which, you know, is also a subsidiary of About Golf, so we're running that company as well, and there's a great synergy between those two companies.
I bet there is. It's great talking with you. Randall Henry is CEO and president of About Golf. Will you get in touch with me when you've got that augmented reality aspect of About Golf and your simulators going on?
Absolutely. We'll be displaying a lot of new things at the PGA show this year, so we're excited to show off some stuff.
See, you just wouldn't tell me because it's got to be revealed at the PGA show. I got it.
got to keep something.
Yeah, you got to keep something secret. Thanks for being on the show, Randy.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Aloha. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. First, we're going to go straight to that one set. Did we still have that? At the very beginning of the show, I usually say thank you to everyone who makes this show possible, and then Dara does such a great job. Let's do that right now.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, warehouse, showroom, or your home project into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. And by Claude Brousseau, master PGA professional, two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 coach, Aimpoint certified, and Golf Channel lead coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, a custom home, or townhouse, a new build, renovation, or repair, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home, Raynor Doors.
Okay, if you're just waking up, grab that newspaper. We all started this morning with Craig Kessler, the COO of Top Golf. He was on the show. And the City and County of Honolulu is now soliciting proposals to design, build, finance, operate, and maintain the Alawai Golf Course, driving range, and other golf-related activities. They want the proposals from people like Top Golf or people who do things that Top Golf does like. I mean, is like Top Golf. There are five or so of these kinds of companies kind of following the Top Golf format. But a lot of talks have been in already, of course, and Mark Rolfing will be on the show next week to talk Top Golf, and we'll find out exactly what's going to be happening if it does, of course, go with Top Golf. It just looks like a really large pro shop when you walk into Top Golf, and then you see the restaurant, you see the driving range of sorts in front of you with targets, and it's what they can do is make it work with the local environment. And that's one of the things that COO Craig Kessler said, that they're very sensitive about getting the customs of the place they're going and working with them. And they're international now, so I imagine that, you know, if they're going to go to Dubai, they're going to work with people. All right, let's thank the people one more time who make this show possible. In particular, we've got Creative Plumbing, whether a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse. It's a new build. I'm starting from scratch, bottom up. Renovation or repair, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. Yes, serving Hawaii for over 40 years, Creative Plumbing. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your warehouse, your showroom, your home project into artwork. Natural stones and specializing in Brazilian quartzite flagstone, the Aquapave on-site stormwater resource control system. Yes, only the best. It's Futura Stone. Wishing you a very happy holidays. And I, too, wishing you a very happy holidays. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2017.